Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Once again, your song of the day from 1976. I'm your boogeyman, Casey and the Sunshine Band. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Starter Haven Jewelers song
got
of the day.
First.
I had a sip turn to rain at first.
You flipped it.
I flipped the script.
I do think it's your turn.
No, it doesn't matter.
No, you're first on Mondays.
That's really obnoxious.
It was after you touched my arm in the first time.
I don't know why I did
just
not.
Just reached over and just...
touch it. I was... No. God, I did so not awkward. Ever make contact.
So awkward.
It was close. I didn't touch your hand or your arm, okay?
How about that horn section?
Oh, it came in, didn't it?
Oh, man, talk about... Can you imagine... Can you see him getting the horns out of the case, the trumpets out, and it's kind of just warming up before they recorded that song?
Yeah. Oh God! And then playing it.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. And all of a sudden they just nail it.
Oh. And they're still touring. The sun, Casey and the
Sunshine. We'll see him in the summer. We'll see him at some point in the summer. Yeah, when they come to Pinewood Bowl.
I see them. You know they show a lot of there's clips on TikTok and they look he's really good. I mean, he still sounds exactly like he did in 1976.
Wow. Oh.
Which was what, Sip?
What are you? But yeah,
better times. Wow. You said that 1976. You talk about right in the wheelhouse of fun. Just, life was good.
It makes me happy just to hear that 1976. I mean, that. Okay. So I got to do this. Yeah, the horns were great. The song's kind of funny, but good. It'd be a good walk-up, really good walk-up.
Great
really,
walk-up
really,
song.
Really, really good walk-up song at like 11 p.m. on O Street. Yeah. It's on. I 9.11117.
That's just incredible.
Is it incredible?
Well, also that they didn't go too deep in the lyrics.
No. Nope.
Did not go too deep in the lyrics.
They don't have to.
When they wrote that thing, they had it nailed out pretty quick.
Hardly ever does.
No, it doesn't go too deep on that. I'm going to go with a 9001. 9001. Incredible. Yes.
You think Rudy was feeling that song?
I'm going to say Rudy's going to feel that one. 8.6.
6.8 from Rudy. 8.5 from Farley. Yeah.
Farley, 8.5. That's yes. Terrell Farley.
Yes, Terrell Farley. I can see Farley. Back in the day when he's playing for the Huskers and that song came on. Yeah, I could see it.
Early 90s. Rudy is our producer, by the way.
Yes, he is.
He's from San Antonio.
He's from Texas.
Yeah.
Big Texas fan. Some response from the Breakers. Let's go to YouTube first.
YouTube.
Active duty Husker says 8 extra points for Sip's shoulder shimmy at the start of the song.
I don't think I did that.
No, you did. You did. Watch the replay. You shimmied.
You shimmied.
You shimmied for sure.
I don't know. But whatever.
You got excited. Blitzkrieg, 8.87.
Hold it. Do it.
Okay, I got it. Hold on.
Oh, hang on.
Excuse me, I don't want to barge in. I'm Blitzkrieg.
Worlds collide.
The greatest thing ever. It is. Excuse me, I don't want to interrupt. That's what he said. I don't want to interrupt. I'm Blitzkrieg. God.
Beautiful.
Just wait till... The 25th. It's gonna be overwhelming. In fact, we gotta get ourselves prepared. When we see beef taco.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot.
Beef King, taco and wet blanket talking in the corner about the quarterback situation.
Genghis 6.5.
You've only, only done two scores so far, Jake.
Well, I'm trying to. Chris 5.2. Casey 4.4.
You guys finished?
Swizzle Sticks 8.6.
The Sticks. Swizzle, is he with us?
I've never seen that one before. That's
Wait
new.
A second. Is that's that Build a Breaker?
That's on YouTube also.
Swizzle?
Texas Casanova 3.2.
That's one of Bill's favorites.
Nelson Montana 5.8. Albert 7. To the text line here. Jake and Hickman 6.1. Ryan in California 1.5.
Hook Left Hurt!
One!
A one for one. Casey and the Sunshine Band?
Wait a
second.
Yeah,
stop it.
He's hungover.
He's hungover. That's right. Didn't even do it last Monday.
At least he's here today.
Right. Texting in from bed right now. I think it's a one. I don't know. I don't even know.
That's
know
a Father's Day hangover for Bird today.
Bird, are you hungover? Hey, you can tell us.
John, 10. Fritz, 8.1. Officer McLeod in Columbus, 6.75.
I really appreciate that we have some law enforcement.
Yes.
Mike and Dalton, 8.6. Guilt Nerd, 6.6. Is this a put a little boogie in your step?
It's incredible walk-up music.
Houston, that's a two. Shamia, 6.8.
Houston, what's wrong?
A two.
Jennifer, 7.2. Hubby, 6.9. A little low, actually.
I thought they would be in the eights. Yeah. Yes.
So Sean says the horns are on point, 7.9.
Oh, they're incredible.
They really are. I mean it. When they
Lyle in Omaha, 7. Craig, 1. Kevin,
what's the one?
Yeah.
I don't get that. Lucas, North Dakota, 4.3.
Hello. Lucas has been with us for a long time.
North Dakota.
The OG CJ, 5, he says. Disappointing ratings.
I don't think they understand Casey like we do. And the band, Sunshine.
What a band.
Yeah.
I'm your boogeyman.
I mean, when we were kids.
Are you guys in the band? Yeah, Sunshine.
When we were kids, those were remarkable times when that song popped on the radio. You felt good.
You heard a lot of Casey and the Sunshine Band growing
mostly
up.
Mostly radio, though. You didn't buy it, did you?
I think I did.
I didn't buy it.
Buy more radio. You're right.
It was radio for me. It was radio.
It is time, without further ado, for Bill's Thrills.
Changed him. Changed the whole... Steve thought I was changing Bill's Thrills completely, like I was doing, changing the format.
What are we doing? Yeah.
No, don't do that. I go, I can't change what I'm talking about.
I had to step in.
He did.
Well, we'll see what it is.
Call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Diner Contracting.
Randy!
Remodels. They do kitchen, baths, and whole house remodels, additions, basement finishes, and custom new homes. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Diner Contracting.
Currently, right now, there's probably 33% of the breakers, maybe up to 39, that are having conversations weekly on, should we not redo our bathroom? Should we not redo this? I mean, if something at the house that you want to say, let's get this redone. And like I said, the efficiency and the communication from Randy is absolutely remarkable. He gets in, remember, there's construction, but there's deconstruction also.
No.
And that's the part where it gets real. That's where remodels.
Things get
real. Yeah. And Randy's got it. That's why the ultimate, efficiency by him and Hayden, his son, gets everything.
Oh, Hayden's his son.
Hayden's his son.
That's right. Okay.
Yes, his son. It's the only family. He said prior to this and since this, probably 400 people applying to be part of it, to work for him. He's like, no, it's family only. And so it's him and Hayden that run the whole show. So it's incredible. Give him a call today. Free consultation. He'll take you to Big Red Kino and you'll talk it out.
No kidding.
Yeah. Big Red Kino.
Get a BLT.
Yeah.
Highly recommended.
Very good.
Yeah.
Anything there is good.
Yeah.
Bill's Thrills. Monday. Is it football facts today, Bill?
It is.
He changed things up late.
I changed the whole thing from this morning, standing in my closet, getting dressed. Standing in my closet,
that's what you do,
getting
Bill's
dressed.
Thrills.
That's right. It just changed the whole thing at that. Do you have the dream for your team? Do you have the dream for your team? So I went with SEC and Big Ten. With the current now, if you think, it went from 2 BCS, 4 playoffs.
Okay.
Now 12, 16 en route. That's going to happen.
Right.
Where is the dream for your team as far as playoffs?
Okay.
And I went,
I'm listening.
So I went through the numbers, and here's what I came up with.
Wow.
Okay, the yeses, SEC, 100% fan bases. Like, it's almost like playoffs are bust, how I see it. And I have a couple asterisks with it. Bama, yes.
Auburn, okay, this is playoffs are bust.
Yes, yes. Bama, yes. Auburn, yes. Florida, yes. Georgia, yes. LSU, yes. Ole Miss, yes. OU, yes. South Carolina, yes, with an asterisk. They've changed. They expect to be in the playoffs now. They expect to be in them this year. They'll expect them every time in 16.
That's progress under Shane Beamer.
You have that. Tennessee, yes. Texas, yes. Remarkably, Texas A&M, yes. Never been in it anywhere close. They fully expect, and they'll fire you for not being close. The no's, Arkansas, could be a little bit either way of that. Kentucky, Mississippi State, Missouri, Vanderbilt. Missouri is a potential asset.
Yeah, I agree.
What their fan base would be when they wake up. These other on this side right here is like, no, we expect to be in the playoffs, and they expect to be in them this year. That's expectation. That when it goes from 12, when it goes to 16, that's when it's going to be. Because right now, here's the difference. Before, you used to get raises for and bonuses for going to a nice bowl game. That's all going away. When it goes to 16 teams, you better get in the playoffs.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Some teams better be every year. Yeah. Some better be 3 out of 4. Some of them are 2 out of 4. You better get in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That's how it goes.
The bowl seasons could move to the start of the season. Like it's, yeah. That's some talk of that. All right, go ahead.
But that's over. You go to the Alamo Bowl. If that was good.
Like I said, they could move it to the start.
Now, if you're Mississippi State in the Alamo Bowl, no, you're great. You're great. They're not.
Yeah, they don't have the expectation. Vandy's
not flipped out. Missouri really isn't flipped out. Kentucky, no. Arkansas, no. Arkansas is the one that's like, where are we going? It's close. Yeah, right.
Don't you want to be – I mean, obviously, you want to be in the former category. You want to be – have that expectation.
Oh, you want to be in that expectation.
This is a great
– When it goes to 16 now, that means when November starts, when it's 16 teams, that means at least 38 will be viable at that time.
I'll tell you something before you go on. This is telling. And if I were not in the group that expects to be in, that would concern me. We should, if I were the AD at Kentucky and I was listening to Bill's Thrills, if I happen to be listening to early break,
he might be.
I would be like, okay, I don't like this. We should expect it.
And I'm just, these are just talking points.
Right.
Okay. This is a little bit different now.
You want to go to the Big Ten?
Big Ten. Okay. Indiana. Yes. You can really say it's hard, but you can really, they were in the first one. They don't expect to be in it.
I'm not pushing back.
Illinois, yes, with an asterisk. Yes, with an asterisk.
Yeah.
And then what will they think every year? I think they're more like, if we're in the mix or make it 1 out of 4, I think they're extremely happy.
It's Bielema.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say
yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Iowa. I said yes with an asterisk.
Yeah.
When it gets to 16, eventually you're going to say, hey, we're Iowa. We've been in the Big Ten championship game, what? Four or five times.
Jake, we could do this for an hour.
We could.
4 or 5 times. Michigan, yes.
Oh, 100.
Ohio State, yes.
Gotta get.
Penn State, yes. Nebraska, yes. Wisconsin, yes. Oregon, yes. USC, yes. Washington, yes.
I hope you're right about Nebraska.
Well, that should be your expectations. There's no way you'd sit there and think that we can't be in, should not be in the playoffs.
Right. You just saw Indiana make the playoffs last year.
Indiana made it last year. And
That's what hurts.
You have 50 times the facilities.
I'm sorry. I got hung up. What did you say about Minnesota?
Okay. How about if we do the rest of the show, Steve? I didn't know that.
Okay.
Noes. Maryland. No. Rutgers. No. Michigan State. No.
Ooh.
Even though they've been there, I still say no. Minnesota. No. Northwestern. No. Purdue. No. UCLA. No.
What would PJ Fleck say if he was sitting right here?
But what I'm saying is the fan base.
Right. No, I know.
If Minnesota's going to a New Year's Day, winning 9 or 10, 9 games and going to a New Year's Day game, that's a really excited fan base. They're not flipped out over it. They're not leaning on. Have you heard any cock get in the playoffs, PGA? We're moving on.
Nope.
You don't hear that.
No.
And so I think the Iowa is an interesting asterisk, but when it goes from, again, 12 to 16, but how would you not now have – but my point also is going to be it's going to get really heated for you if you don't make the playoffs. If you're at Texas A&M, you don't make the playoffs, it's going to get heated. USC –
for the coaching
staff. You think it's not heated for USC and Lincoln Riley?
Yeah,
It's heated. 100%. They got to get in the playoffs. I mean, before, when it was just two teams, not many people were getting fired.
No.
Because it's like there's two teams out of 134 – then it goes to 4. It's like, not many people getting fired, really, for being finishing 6th or 7th, not getting fired. Now the ones that are finishing 18th, if they think should be finishing 4th, they're going to get fired.
All this is occurring so quickly, and the conversations are changing in real time. Right. Like, how you judge a staff at a particular school is changing quickly.
100%. I mean, the way it is now, now when you're to the second group of 12, and it's going to be at 16, how do you not be like Iowa? I mean, Nebraska. I mean, you got to get in the playoffs.
One would think
that,
especially with the bowls
and you
continually being diminished.
But they're being diminished because just the expansion of the obviously the playoffs. But also, I mean, an interesting thing you could have went deeper with is what would their expectations be? I think if South Carolina, if they went 1 every 4 years or 2 every 4 years, they're gold.
Oh,
I think
God,
they're
yes.
gold. like that. So that's how I look at it,
too. I mean, where isn't one out of four okay? Yeah. How many schools? There's not many, right?
Pretty simple. Alabama? No.
Georgia?
No. LSU would not be. It wouldn't one out of
four. One out of
not,
four?
Not enough.
Ohio State? No,
Ohio State's not. Tennessee's not. Texas is not.
Probably Oregon right now.
Oregon would not be. Ohio State, Penn State would not.
One out of
four. Probably Michigan would not.
So there's Nebraska is okay.
Nebraska, if they went one out of four right now, would be okay. probably be okay. But you got to get in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a different game now. So instead of going, after a while, it's like, nah, you get in the playoffs. There's four teams. There's 134 of us. This is really – back then, one of the Power Five schools didn't make it. And sometimes two of the Power Five schools didn't make it. And so
– The Bulls are taking it in the shorts.
I mean, you're going to have to be – like I said.
They are.
And then it goes to 16 teams. And then all of a sudden, let's imagine it's a 16-team deal, and it's October 28th, and you're not in the mix. Ugh. It's like, what are we doing? Ugh. What are we doing? Now, the only thing that can save you right now, can save coaching staffs, is what is your contract? Because they'll have a hard time firing people with guaranteed money. All of a sudden, hey, what's his buyout?
It's really interesting.
It's $46
million. Right.
We don't have the $46 million to pay out because we just took a $20 million hit.
But now, what's going to happen? Are coaches' salaries going to diminish now?
I don't think they'll diminish because who's not going to take jobs if they're smart? They just don't do as long a contract.
Right. Okay.
You just say, hey, we're doing a four-year, five-year.
Okay.
And that's what we're doing. So
in a sense, diminished. Yeah.
But
how about that idea, which I just heard this weekend? It's not an idea. It's being talked about, moving the bowl season ahead, so you have like preseason games.
Well, how do you?
That just sounds dumb.
Well, how do you qualify for them?
That's what I heard.
They just pick them.
You don't qualify. I don't think. Yeah, I don't
all
know.
All of a sudden, all right. Welcome to the FedEx Orange Bowl. Who do we have?
So does the bowl game count as an exhibition?
I don't know that. I don't know.
Yeah. Welcome to the Pop Charge Bowl. This game doesn't count.
And how about the team that? How about the Boise State, but how about the Utah State team that goes 11-2 or whatever, and they're going to be going to the really good bowl game, which as you mentioned that, Jake, is a great thing to talk about. One of probably the most popular bowl now that is non playoff bowl
is
the Pop Tarts Bowl.
Is it really?
Yeah, because they eat a giant Pop Tart and it's caught incredible traction.
Got some buzz.
It's got buzz because they eat a giant Pop Tart.
Yes. Last year was a good game. It was Miami and Iowa State. A good football game too.
I can't tell you.
The Pop Tarts Bowl.
Nebraska has
Iowa State won that game.
Nebraska has as good of nutrition as you ever want. So they have everything. But I really enjoyed it. I went out to visit Oregon last year to go out there for have camp, go out to camp and watch those guys practice. Was in between like that. There was constantly stations everywhere of snacks, and one of them was a single Pop Tart, and it was a strawberry frosted.
Were they getting devoured?
What's that?
Were they getting devoured?
I had 10 minimum. I ate one. Stop. I put them in my bag. I did. I just
can't stop. Pop Tarts go.
Oh, it was unbelievable. And I got back to the hotel. It's like, I don't even need to go out. I have two Pop Tarts.
Got my dinner right here.
Dinner's right here.
Strawberry
with frosting.
Oh, God.
Yeah, don't get me started.
I mean, it's Pop-Tart not, thing. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. When you start evaluating Pop Tarts, cinnamon, cherry, strawberry.
That ends it for me.
It's all, they're all in a big group.
Yeah. But, and then that, I mean, right away, someone
blueberry.
Gives you. So I won't touch a blueberry.
Those are good.
It's one step below.
I like them.
It's really it's frosted strawberry and it's brown sugar. And then everything else goes
brown
below
sugar
that. Brown sugar.
Ridiculous.
I mean, could you eat 10?
Yes.
I could eat 10. For breakfast, there's no doubt you could have, give me some Pop-Tarts. What would you like? I'd like six. I'd like six Pop-Tarts and a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah. I've gone down that. I've had issues with that before.
Yeah.
Or you just go too far.
But it's just an interesting take on because
it is
of what you have.
I'd like to go to the ACC if you don't mind.
I mean,
you didn't do the ACC.
We're going to do that next Monday.
Okay,
we'll do ACC SEC with where they're at and fan base.
I like this. I wouldn't. If I were an AD though, listening, I would listen close.
So when you wake up at Maryland, no, there's not going.
That sucks.
It's playoff or bust, man. For you,
no,
it's
like, that
no,
sucks.
No, we're just trying to do what, man. If we can get 7 or 8 wins. That's good stuff.
No, but as I mentioned the other day, Maryland, I read they're in rebuilding mode. They were 4-8 last year. They're in rebuilding mode from what?
4-8.
Yeah. They're rebuilding mode. See, that's not where you want to be.
No. I think the most interesting one is Iowa. Mm-hmm. I think they're the most, because now if you stop and think, it's like, if I'm an Iowa fan, I'm like, hang on now.
Yeah.
There's 12 teams.
Let's go.
I know we maybe couldn't get in the four. That was going to be hard. But 12, let's go. And then when it goes to 16, absolutely.
And
let's follow this up during the break. After the break, we're late. Bill, the headline once again for Bill's Drills.
The dream for your team. That's it.
Okay. Are you finished?
When we come back, hour two, we'll have some playoff conversation again. We're way late. Hour two next.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.